And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Rescuers are racing to find survivors in the rubble of thousands of buildings brought down by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake and multiple aftershocks that struck eastern Turkey and neighboring Syria Monday. Officials now say the quakes have killed at least 6,200 people, and that total is expected to rise. After a night of freezing conditions, frustrations are growing among some survivors. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
Desperation is growing as southern Turkey ended its second day after being struck by two devastating earthquakes. Turkish authorities say as many as 17,000 buildings were destroyed and many people were still trapped in them on Tuesday. Criticism is growing over the response to emergency efforts, but rescue workers are also meeting with success. In the city of Diyarbakır, rescue workers saved a 13-year-old buried in a collapsed apartment block. But with the region coming under sub-zero temperatures, hypothermia is a new danger facing the many people believed to be trapped in what is becoming a race against time. In a statement, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a three-month state of emergency and 7 days of national mourning. The Turkish leader also praised a response to Turkey's calls for international support. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands have announced plans to provide Ukraine with at least 100 refurbished German-made Leopard 1 battle tanks. The announcement follows Germany agreeing last month to allow deliveries of the more modern Leopard 2 battle tanks. It also comes as Kyiv anticipates a new Russian offensive around the anniversary of the invasion later this month. However, military analysts expressed skepticism about the potential impact of such an assault. Meanwhile, Moscow's forces continued to shell Ukrainian towns and cities throughout the day Tuesday. This is VOA News. European leaders are meeting with U.S. officials in Washington Tuesday, hoping to head off a trade dispute regarding investments in green industries designed to fight climate change. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck and French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire are meeting with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to discuss implementation of elements of the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act passed last year. That measure provides subsidies to businesses such as alternative energy companies to encourage them to relocate to the U.S., which the European officials fear will put them at a competitive disadvantage. Before leaving for the U.S., French Finance Minister Le Maire told reporters they're just looking for some fairness.
Building a strong industry in the U.S. cannot be at the expenses of the European industry. So we need transparency first. We need to have some key components of the European industry to be included in the framework of the Inflation Reduction Act. And we need to protect some strategic investments.
A new report by the UN's International Development Agency says that sub-Saharan Africa is the new global epicenter of violent Islamic extremism, with nearly half of global terrorism-related deaths in 2021 in the region. It also shows people are increasingly joining extremist groups for economic reasons and less for religious ones. For VOA, Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Data from the research sheds new light on what drives people to join fast-growing, violent extremist groups. Lead author of the report, Narina Kiplagat, says work, not religion, is the main driving force. She says one quarter of voluntary recruits cited job opportunities as their primary reason for joining extremist groups.
It's also worth noting that there is a difference between men and women in the responses. Less women cite ideological reasons and tend to join more with family and specifically their husbands.
The report also finds that an extra year in school decreases the odds of voluntary recruitment by 30%. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
New nationwide strikes in France Tuesday disrupted public transportation, schools, and electricity supplies as tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets for a third round of nationwide strikes and protests against planned pension reforms. National rail operator SNCF said train traffic was severely disrupted across the country. The demonstrations Tuesday came a day after French lawmakers began debating a pension bill that would raise the minimum retirement from 62 to 64 by the year 2030. People marched in Paris as well as the cities of Nice, Marseille, Toulouse, Nantes, and elsewhere across the country. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.